So upcoming is the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show for today, Thursday, September 19th, 2019. We're going to be beginning with an interview with Alicia Cool after looking at the latest mini brouhaha, or at least he got into the Santa Cruz Sentinel around the 1220 River Street Campground, which was the city's cover activity for dispersing the Ross Camp 3 or 4 months ago. And I guess now they might be trying to use the same thing for the dispersal of the beach camp, if you're listening to the broadcast, as we will be, from KSBW yesterday, which I'm going to be replaying along with commentary by Alicia Cool, the California Homeless Union activist. Here's the original, before we get into the original story, here's a little music to slide into the show on.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So here's the headline story from the Santa Cruz Sentinel, dated September 12th by Jessica York. Homelessness activist Alicia Cool said she fears living conditions at a nonprofit-run homeless encampment are not up to health and safety standards. This week, frustrated at what she said was a lack of response from those in charge, Cool made a formal complaint to the Santa Cruz County Environmental Health Division, reporting instances of scabies, a skin-borne parasitic infestation causing intense itching and rashes. County official confirmed the department is in the midst of investigating the concern. The program is funded by the state homeless grant funding and local municipalities and run by the Salvation Army. The agency's Captain Marcos Marquez, referred to Santa Cruz in June, said the camp is at or near its 60-person capacity on a nightly basis and that he and his staff had not received any reports of scabies, though he had heard instances of lice. Santa Cruz County Homeless Services Coordinator Rainey Perez, née Mar, said she was unaware of such reports. I have not heard anything about the specific health conditions you reference. However, outbreaks of bedbugs, lice, and scabies are not uncommon among the homeless population and in shelter environments, Perez wrote in an emailed response to the Sentinel. The county's Homeless Persons Health Project staff have been able to assist with such outbreaks in the past and continue to be available to assist our shelter operators with specific needs in these areas. Clients experiencing any of these health conditions can access medical services at the HPHP clinic on Coral Street, probably after they've tried to get to the showers, which, of course, have been closed down except for the mobile showers in front of River Street, which have a much, I guess they have less capacity, or at least I've heard a lot of complaints about them. Cool said Wednesday that she was also concerned about the 24/7 program's lack of on-site showers and water availability. The encampment on a city-owned lot has been operational since the May closure of the unsanctioned camp behind the Gateway Plaza. That's their code for the Ross Camp. The program, housing as many as 60 people, is funded after two extensions to continue operations through March 15th. I like the kind of coy wording here. It's actually full and has a waiting list, but you don't get that through this particular story, or at least not that particular verbal expression, I guess. Earlier in the story, near its 60-person capacity on a nightly basis. From what I've heard, it's at its capacity. And in terms of being able to walk into it, you got to get past a pool or waiting list of people first. So unless you got some special pull with Eric Snickar as the executive director, or Captain Marcos, or, I don't know, Susie O'Hara, the homeless czarina of the city, good luck on that. As the city grapples with how best to, this is the Sentinel story again, address unattached homeless encampments, unsanctioned homeless encampments, the 1220 River Street camp is Santa Cruz's only operational example of a sanctioned tent camp. Thursday afternoon, with temperatures topping 90 degrees, activity at the fence-enclosed site was minimal, and also hotter in the tents, but she doesn't mention that. Camp resident Morgan Pax, however, was willing to share his take on living conditions inside. He said the tent shelter program has offered him a needed safe space and respite from living outdoors. Pax, who said he has resided in the camp since it opened after previously living in his car, now has a new housing situation, quote, in the works. That's sort of like the new name of the homeless lack of services center, which now calls itself, I don't really remember, but it's something like Housing Someday. That's sort of a sarcastic response that I have to their latest PR fuddle around. Continuing the story on the Scabies report, after hearing that Cool was concerned about his and others' living conditions in the camp, Pack said the property has running water, or at least walking water, and that showers are available just down the street at the Homeless Services Center. Pack said there can be heavy competition at the shower line, and days like Thursday are a little toasty at the camp, but stressed that all the services are free. Susie O'Hara, assistant to the Santa Cruz city manager, also said Thursday that a potable drinking water supply has always been available for people staying at the site, but I don't think she drinks out of it much. And it has to be said that a recent conversation I had with Eric Snickars today, the executive director, who has returned my most recent phone call after not returning three previous phone calls, has said that he personally provides water from bottled water that it lasts for 3 days and has been doing so regularly for the last 2 weeks, and good for him. I feel that as an American citizen, this is the guy inside the camp who likes it, called Pax, sometimes I feel people will go overboard in what they think they deserve without necessarily putting in any energy or effort into this dream, Pax said. Sometimes the outlook can be a little too me, me, me. It's not really relevant to whether there are unsanitary conditions at the camp, is it, Jessica York? They are offering it for free, he continues. Having something this organized without having to pay for it is outrageous. Pack said later of the regular meals, storage space access, and free tents. Yeah, for 60 people, of course, it's being used as the excuse to drive away 300 people who were not costing the city a fraction of that amount per month. I think anything given for free, that's at the Ross camp, is a gift to be appreciated and have gratitude around. I think they're doing a great job. He doesn't want to criticize those folks who are running the camp, and he obviously feels that way, so he has his opinion. Cool said she believes the city and county rushed to open the River Street camp at the same site as similarly run homeless encampment throughout most of 2018 in order to empty the nearby unsanctioned camp at Ross. Again, she avoids the words Ross camp. She said that while the shuttle delivers people to the Homeless Services Center showers, the facilities are open to all and in constant demand, and may be booked up for the day by the time individuals arrive and people are falling through the cracks. They just keep telling us, we're working on it, we're working on it. It's been over 4 months, Cool said. The last time we were there at a protest approximately a week ago, a lady, Rosemary, told me that, and this really got to me in a deep way, that she hasn't had a shower in over 4 months. She's only had a wash rag in her tent with a little bit of water to wash. She's an elderly lady, and that's 4 months. And also, it's not mentioned here that there was a shower trailer in the camp last year, but it is no longer there and has been promised or talked about, or one of the alternatives to provide showers has been talked about for 4 months, and nothing has been done about it. Hence, I think, Alicia Kuhl's concerns and why she reported this to Environmental Health. In her role as an advocate for on homelessness issues, Kuhl, who lives with her family in a recreational vehicle, helped lead efforts to file a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Santa Cruz. Wednesday, U.S. District Court of Northern California Judge Edward Davila dismissed Quintero versus City of Santa Cruz, that's the lawsuit, after the self-represented plaintiffs, including several homeless and previously homeless individuals, missed multiple court document filing deadlines. In an early major blow against the lawsuit, Davila in April withdrew a temporary restraining order against the city that had prevented it from closing the Gateway camp for health and safety reasons. Again, Gateway is the same as Ross. At the heart of the lawsuit was a challenge to the city to maintain the camp unless it could provide sufficient alternative homeless shelter options. Notice that Jessica York nowhere in this story talks about whether those shelter options were actually there. And since I suspect the Sentinel helped spread this misinformation that they were, she bears a burden along with Susie O'Hara, Martine Bernal, Susie O'Hara's city manager boss, and the Santa Cruz City Council for all this misinformation and the betrayal of homeless people and the pain and suffering that they have had as a consequence of being evicted from the overcrowded, rough-hewn Ross camp into the streets, the doorways, the bushes, where there are no porta-potties, there are no wash stations, and there is no community gathering place.